Hey y'all, it's Livy Redden. Welcome back to the podcast. Today I have a quick solo episode for you, and I just wanted to put an episode out there about why I do what I do and why I've devoted my life to what I do and why it is of such high importance and why you being here as a young person listening is incredibly important and necessary and exciting. So if you don't know exactly what I do, so I'm a mindset and mindfulness expert, and I create mindset and mindfulness material that relates to and is digestible for young adults, late teens, early 20-somethings especially. And I champion the idea that the sooner young people can develop emotional intelligence and mindfulness and a more aligned mindset with their core values and aligned with a future plan of what they would like their life to look like, the better. And I champion this idea through live speaking, my book, The Sooner You Know, The Better, this podcast, obviously, which I've been running for 2.5 years now, and through my content on social media, which has been such a cool ride, being able to reach millions of young people a month. It's very exciting. And this mission that I'm after is truly something that resonates to the core of my being, because I know that if we can deliver these emotional and mental skills to young people and even to children, it will quite literally change the way society functions. We will be preventing rather than planning interventions. We will be preparing young people for big decisions financially, relationships, potentially raising children, and they will be acting out of a healed, aligned version of themselves, which will change quite literally every aspect of their life. And the more people that can learn to do this, our society will change as a whole. I mean, truly what I do is a society-altering mission. And a quick story for you. The other day, I was looking at a picture of me the day I graduated high school. And I looked at that version of myself, and I thought about what headspace I was in. I had changed my decision about what career I wanted to pursue around a total of 14 times, I think, up to that point. Some of those examples were, as a kid, if anyone asked me what I wanted to do, I said I wanted to be a game show host. And then around sixth grade, I wanted to be an eye doctor or an optometrist. And I went through the idea of, between middle school, throughout high school, and my senior year, I bounced around between starting a tech company, starting a swimwear company, starting a laundry rack company, starting a home essentials company, going into the Air Force and becoming a helicopter pilot, went back, considered going the medical route again when I was in high school. Guess the optometrist thing still resonated. Started looking into modeling and acting. And then I started looking the fashion route, and then business in the fashion industry, and then textiles, and then systems and operations. So I truly bounced around a ton. And the reason that we do this as young adults is because it's really hard to figure out what you want if you don't know to your core who you are, what your guidelines are, how you define success, and how you measure which choices will potentially be best for you and your future. And outside of my total career uncertainty, I had raging undiagnosed anxiety with a very small understanding of coping skills. I mean, I was okay, but not nearly as peaceful as I am now. I had little to no grasp on what building financial freedom for myself might look like. And I just felt so ungrounded in myself and my future and the life I wanted to create as I transitioned into adulthood. And I remember everyone just telling me, like, you'll figure it out. You're going to figure it out. But it's just so not comforting as a senior in high school entering this like crazy life altering transition stage. I just figuring it out was just not a comforting answer for me, because I wasn't sure that I would, and I don't think anyone is. And now that I've gotten older, I look back at that version of me and the stress she was dealing with, and she wasn't wrong that the answer, you'll figure it out, or even no one ever figures it out, is not good advice. Like, winging it is not a good idea, especially in your 20s. And this is what I mean by that. I'm not saying you have to strive for perfection, but when I say winging it is not a good idea, let me give you this one statistic. And it's that, and I understand that causation, I understand that correlation does not equal causation, but it does ring a warning bell. So 85% of life's most defining moments take place by age 35. And I think winging 85% of life's most defining moments, that is just personally a no for me. And especially when there are relatively simple answers and practices and knowledge that can be taught to provide 80, 90, 95% more clarity. If you can create clarity, why would you wing it? So as I've gotten older and looked back on that version of myself, I just find it, for lack of a better word, asinine that we don't stress the importance of your late teens and 20s and how pivotal they are. And I know we're not stressing how pivotal they are, because as I moved out and went to college and started dating more and started finding myself more and started going further into the educational system and tried to, quote, figure it out, you know what I found? That no one was teaching me or my friends the mental, practical, and emotional skills we needed to make the best possible scenario in regards to the big decision lists we had on our plate, and that you probably have on your plate, regardless of where you are in your late teens or 20s. Just these big decisions, these life-defining moments that occur in your 20s that have to do with personal identity, career, more financial responsibility, rent, moving out, marriage, post-grad, kids, friendships, college, work, dating. It's a lot. And I just remember thinking to myself, there's got to be a better way than all of us just winging it. And that is why I do what I do today, because there is a better way. And my entire mission is to plant the seed and begin the transformation of a better way to raise our young adults into their emerging adulthood. And that is why I share what I share about healing and intention and goal setting and habits and self-growth, because although it's hard work, I think putting in some additional hard work each day to have better results when it comes to 85% of life's most defining moments, that's totally reasonable input output in my brain. And I also choose to champion this idea because there's a lot of young people that don't have the support system or the privilege that I have and don't have other people providing them with any sort of guidance. And so the more I can help someone get a jump start on their personal growth or be more prepared, that's super exciting to me because it's aiding them in these 85% of life-altering moments. Because truly fine-tuning our mental toolkit now as young people rather than later can be the difference between us entering an unhappy marriage unknowingly, spending thousands or tens of thousands of unnecessary dollars on college, going through 1, 2, 3 career major changes, spending our lives crawling out of debt rather than building financial freedom, feeling unfulfilled each day when we lay down to fall asleep at night, constantly being in a battle with our depression or anxiety or overthinking because we haven't been made aware or taken the time to learn the emotional healing or emotional regulation to liberate ourselves from the constant fighting. I mean, the list could go on for a long time, and it does. And so that is why I teach what I teach and I do what I do, because it's incredibly necessary. And it's frightening to me the lack of people pushing this idea of early prevention rather than this midlife intervention that we have, as humans, have normalized. So I wanted to share that, why there was such an urgency for me to fill this space that I do, and why I quite literally put my life on hold to be a part of this mission, because it's truly urgent. And each day that I put out a new podcast or a new video, the smallest things that I put out could plant a seed to completely alter a percentage of someone else's life's most defining moments that are going to be coming along in the next 5 to 10 years. And I think that's something very powerful that I want to be a part of and choose to be a part of. So I just wanted to share that. That's a little bit more background on my mission and why I do what I do and why I specifically gear my content to young people, because we need it the most. I mean, we're up against some big stuff in this time of life. And not only do we need to grow, we need each other. We need each other's vulnerability and openly sharing our shame and frustrations and experiences, because as connected as we are, we are lonely. We are a lonely bunch. We are a lonely bunch, you and I. And I just, the power of sharing your humanity and getting comfortable sharing your humanity is, it's a light and people need it. And the more I share who I am and what I feel and what I've been through and what I've learned, the more I see the power of an individual light. And I'm not saying that my light is any special than yours. I'm saying if you can freely shine your light, whether you think so or not, it is impacting someone else's defining moments. Because we need each other and each individual matters. And I believe that to my core. Despite how many people there are on this planet, despite how big the universe is, I do not think our comparative size as an individual is representative that we as individuals do not matter or do not make a difference. So I'll leave you with that before I ramble on a passionate rant. But yeah, I just wanted to give a little more background on my brain and my mission and why I'm here talking to you. So I hope this helped you think a bit and maybe put some things into perspective and maybe even give you a potential kick in the butt that you need to start really intentionally creating the life and the person you're becoming. And as I wrap up here, I just want to say thank you for being here. And I want you to say thank you to yourself for taking the time to self-reflect and hear new perspectives and your desire to expand as an individual. That's very cool. It really is. And it's very exciting. I hope you have a lovely day, and I will see you in next week's episode, where we will have an amazing guest, truly an awesome guest. So I would highly recommend you tune into this coming episode.